It's not just that we resist change. We resist change that kind of has a negative impact, not kind of, has a negative impact on our great state of Michigan just when we don't need it. Not that there's ever a good time to lose part of a company, but Battle Creek-based Kellogg Company plans to split itself into three separate companies with dual headquarters now in Michigan and Illinois. We kind of wanted it all to ourselves, like it's been. WJR Senior News Analyst Lloyd Jackson is here with the details. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul. W. Kellogg announcing that it will have two headquarters, one in Battle Creek, the other in Chicago. The cereal company also plans on separating into three independent companies to focus on strategic priorities. Now, they'll have three companies temporarily called Global Snacking Co., North American Cereal Co., and Plant Co. The North American Cereal Co. and Plant Co. will remain in Michigan. Global Snacking will be part of both the Battle Creek campus and the Chicago campus. Global Snacking will consist of about 80% of the Kellogg portfolio. The company plans on separating its U.S., Canadian, and Caribbean cereal businesses to create a leading independent cereal company, which will be called North American Cereal Co. until a new name is chosen in the coming months. Plant Co. is intended to be a profitable plant-based foods company. Kellogg's CEO, Steve Kihalane.
This is an incredibly exciting opportunity for everyone at Kellogg. I believe all of our stakeholders will benefit significantly from the opportunities that will be created from these bold next steps in our transformation.
Last year, Kellogg workers went on strike for 11 weeks at four cereal plants, including the Battle Creek plant. The new five-year deal that was struck prohibits any plant closings the life of the contract, and it also gives a cost of living increase in pay to protect workers from rising prices. Currently, there are about 2,000 employees that work out of Battle Creek. Now, Kellogg had net sales of about $14 billion in 2021, $11.4 billion generated by its snack division, which makes Cheez-Its and Pringles and Pop-Tarts, and I'm getting hungry already, Paul W. Cereal accounted for about $2.4 billion in sales last year, while plant-based sales totaled about $340 million. So Kihalane, Paul, says they're currently targeting to complete this spinoff by the end of 2023, so it'll remain one company for a little while yet. And in the next 18 months, the company will operate in a business-as-usual type of mindset. He says, in the meantime, Kellogg's will continue to deliver for its consumers and its customers.
I don't understand, but I don't run a big business. I don't understand how Frosted Flakes, here's a quote, by doing this, they say, well, Frosted Flakes doesn't have to compete with Pringles for resources.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't understand, man. But you know what, Paul? As long as they don't mess with my Frosted Flakes. You know, let me tell you, when they went on strike, I was like, you got to get Tony the Tiger back in the plant, man.
Yeah. You know, I had no idea that 80% of their business now was the snacking business. I had no idea. I mean, if you were to ask me, Kellogg's, what comes to your mind? Cereal.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way we grew up.
That's right. But they've purchased so many other, you know, snacking, you know, companies. You know, they have Pringles, they have Keebler, all of those. It makes up a lot. And they're all across. It's global. It's everywhere. Africa, Egypt, everywhere.
They're even, I think I read in there that they were in the process of acquiring Clif Bar and Company.
Right. Yes.
So, I mean, I think of Clif Bar as a pretty healthy snack. I don't see Pringles in that. Sorry to disappoint you, Lloyd, but I don't see Pringles in that same category. But
they taste so good, Paul W.
I know. I grew up with real potato farmers in Monroe County, Dundee, and elsewhere, the LaPointe potato farm, and I just have a thing for real potatoes. Anyway, I know there's real potato in Pringle. Please don't contact me.
Okay, you know the emails are coming.
Yep. So, we're just hurting a little bit losing people, having them go to Chicago. We went through that before, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Anybody who had kids, their kids had to go to Chicago to get a job. That's not the case anymore.
Oh, that's right.
So to have people going again, leaving us for Chicago, it's just difficult to take. And I don't run a business. These guys are way smarter than me, but I don't understand why you have to separate them to another state to continue to be successful and grow. I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not the first food company to do that, as they have pointed out in some of their literature about this. We've had other companies that have located to other areas, and they've used the reason being for their better, healthier growth. And that's what every business needs to do. Every business needs to grow in a healthy way. And I'm sure that
we're just kind of selfish, Paul W. We want it all here. I get it. We do.
Well, we're homers. I mean, why wouldn't we be homers? This is our home.
116 years, man. Kellogg has, you know, been part of our lives, and, you know, we want it here. But, you know, like you, as you said, you know, companies have to grow, and they're doing this, according to Steve Cahalane, they're doing it in a position of strength at this point, and not a position of weakness. So,
well, and that's anytime a company makes a change, they want to make it a change that's done from a position of strength, and they don't always get a chance to do that. And so they think now is the time because they've got that position of strength. I don't have to like it, do I?
No. Mm-mm. I don't like it. No.
I just don't like it. So, all right. Listen, while I have you both here, this is kind of funny. Ties in with Tom Brady, who announced his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back and said, you know what? I was kidding. although he wasn't kidding. He just, you know, it wasn't the right time for him to really retire. But is it true that you can't have one without the other? Because a big part of his success has been Rob Gronkowski, mm-hmm. wherever he played.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now Rob Gronkowski has announced his retirement. So is this a little lesson he learned from his pal, Tom Brady, to get a little more money to come back for another year? What is that about?
It's going to be interesting to see if they can talk him out of it. But with that being said, Paul, he is beat up. That man has been physically decimated. I don't think he'll be coming back. I don't think he'll be coming
back. Look at the deal that the quarterback got as a broadcaster, you know, when he's done. So maybe, you know, he'll come back as a broadcaster as well.
You're right. Tony Romo is woo sky high.
And the money they've already, I think Lloyd is talking too about the money that they've promised Brady. If he ever retires from mm-hmm. playing football, mm-hmm. he's got hundreds of millions of dollars waiting for him as an announcer.
Yeah.
And you know what? From what I have seen, I don't follow this stuff as nearly as closely as you two do, but Gronkowski's got a pretty good, either he's got a pretty good personality or he follows direction well, because he's got a commercial on.
Yeah.
When they brought him back, Ma, where are my football pants? I mean, he delivers the line nicely, and, you know.
Gronk has done a lot of that stuff. He doesn't take himself seriously. He's got the catchy nickname. He's very marketable.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. And you're right. He's hit maybe 100 times for every time that Tom mm-hmm. Brady's been hit.
Yeah, he's physically broken.
Yeah. All right, Lloyd Jackson, WJR Senior News Analyst, thanks for your flexibility, and thank you, Sean Belegian, as well, as we continue here at 7:45.